Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us now, as he does every Wednesday at 3, Larry Anderson. L.A., this is our first call after a loss. What went wrong? How did this happen?
I answered the phone. That's what went wrong.
Yeah.
Never should have answered, not after a loss. Especially with the other crap going on.
Yeah, I know.
Stuff, I should say.
Maybe we caused it. I think maybe Jack said maybe we made the error in having you on Thursday of last week. It screwed up the mojo. I don't know what happened.
Kind of did.
Yeah.
I blame you guys for that.
So, all right, you mentioned this other crap going on. Nick Castellanos gets pulled for a defensive replacement, has something to say to Topper. Topper doesn't like it, pulls him from the lineup. What is your, I guess, just your general take on the entire thing?
Manager did what he thought was the right thing to do. That's really all there is to it. I wish somebody would come out and say what they said. Like, everybody's, you know, if we're some big boys, we should be able to say what happened. But now everybody got to be hush-hush, and so nobody knows, and so everybody can speculate and talk about it for another week. And it's like, why don't you come out and say what happened, you know? But
yeah.
I don't know. It's not my decision. So it's the manager's decision, and he it must have been something he really didn't care for. I don't know what that –
Oh, we lost L.A.?
Then he turns around and says, you know, I like his intensity or his passion or whatever the word was. It's like, well, yeah, but you still have to, you can't badmouth the man, and not badmouth the manager. I don't know what he said, but you just got to accept it. He's a manager. He makes a decision. So if he's passionate, so be it. But, you know, watch your mouth, I guess. That would be my advice, but he obviously doesn't want my advice. He's not going to listen to me or anybody else. He's on his own program.
So let me ask you this, L.A. How do you think this sort of plays out? Like, stuff happens. It's a long baseball season, a lot of games, tempers flare, stuff like this. It happens, and Topper handled it. But moving forward, I'm wondering, how does Casty handle this? Castellanos handle this moving forward? You think he's able to sort of move past this and get back out there and play good baseball? Or do you think this is something that he takes offense to and it somehow has some sort of lingering effect?
That's the $64,000 question, Ike. It's like, how's this going to affect Cassie? Because he's actually playing pretty well.
Yeah.
Swinging a bat pretty good. Taking him out for defense, if we've got the worst defense outfield in baseball or close to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that from me. I'm saying that's our metrics. Defensive metrics,
yep.
Say that.
Yep.
So if the manager thinks we can put a better outfield out there, then I don't know why anybody should complain or have a problem with it. But it's, you know, if he takes offense to it and doesn't like, you know, Thompson calling him out or benching him, then I hope it doesn't reflect in the way he plays. Because that's you know, that affects the whole team.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, it's not going to help anybody.
LA, let me ask you this as devil's advocate, as I am want to do sometimes. It makes everybody else annoyed, but I just want to sort of like try to, I'm just trying to think this through from all sides. So Rob Thompson, this seems out of character for him. At least publicly, and he said what happened. I think that is the other thing that I thought was surprising about all of it. If you're a player in a clubhouse and the manager like sort of acts one specific way, and there's certain things that you think that are acceptable, and then all of a sudden it gets turned around and all of a sudden it's not anymore. Like, is there a possibility that like this isn't the first time Casty has said something and he not just annoyed that he was benched, but like annoyed at the fact that he was treated differently than he's been treated before?
Yeah. I mean, has he been taken out for defense before?
I don't think so.
I don't remember. I don't recall. And that's the only thing I can think of is maybe that's, you know, what was getting Casty kind of riled up. It's like, why are you doing this now? Like, that was good enough the other, you know, 300 games or 250 games, but I'm not good enough this game. I don't, that's just without, you know, we don't know all the details or what, you know, but that, I mean, you have a point there. If you say, well, he's never taken him out for defense before, why is he going to do it now all of a sudden? And, you know, if you catch a guy in a wrong mood or whatever, wrong buttons pushed, then he says something he probably shouldn't have said. And then gets benched and he loses his streak. Not that he, I don't know if he cares about his games played streak or game started streak or whatever, or both. But the fact that he did have a long streak and it's something to be proud of, and all of a sudden you don't have it. There's a number of ways to look at it, but nobody knows exactly what happened. Nobody knows why, or did anybody ask Topper why'd you go for the defense in this game and not others? Because it's not the only 3-1 win we've had.
No.
That's true. Yep.
So I don't know. I'm you know, again, when we speculate, you know, for me at least, I get in trouble, and so I don't want to say anything. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing that you said about speculating about what he said is I almost have no choice but to believe it was pretty bad. Because they're not telling me. I almost feel right. Like if somebody said what it was, if he cursed at Topper, something tells me he's not sitting down the next game. So I'm almost forced to imagine that it is something bad because I don't know what it is, and I would have expected I would have known. So that's what happens. You just sort of, when you don't know the answer to something, you sort of fill in the blanks, and I think that's part of what we're doing. It's hard to figure out this situation without knowing that thing.
Yeah, and that's why it's like, I don't know, I believe in transparency. I believe it's okay to call a guy out if he's not playing well. I think believe it, to do it publicly. I don't, not everything has to be in private and so hush-hush. It is what it is, and why not put it out there? I mean, it saves everybody a lot of trouble, and it puts an end to everything, I think, when you find out. But
yeah, the speculation probably is worse than... What I mean? Like, yeah, everybody speculating what happened. Yeah, you're right. If you just,
I mean, I could hear Cassie going, "No, I was good enough for the other blankety blank blank 250 games."
Right. That feels like something he'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
But we have not, I mean, that's again, that's speculation. That's you say stuff, and there's a million things, not a million, but there's a number of things you could probably throw out there that he could have said. But if we don't know, we're never going to find out, I guess. So. I don't know what we do.
Oh, we're going to find out. We got Fritz on the case.
Yeah, we got Fritz on it. Yeah. Nobody better than him. You know that right, LA.
Sherlock Fritz, yeah.
LA, a baseball question. How about that? Yeah. So Jesus Luzardo has those two starts where he basically melts down. There's the last start, which was excellent, and last night was sort of so-so. What did you see from Luzardo last night that caused the struggles?
Just a lack of command, really, more than anything. I just not making his pitches that he was making. He made the start before. I think that's all it is. When you're walking him into guys and the pitch count gets that high, it's like, man, it's just I think part of it is going against his former team, although he'd faced him before. He hadn't faced him down there. And, you know, like he said, he wanted to go talk to some of his friends and say hi and so on and so forth. I'm like, that wouldn't be my concern for playing against my former team. It would be I want to go beat their brains in. But I don't know. I think he was maybe it was partly just that, playing, you know, going home, playing at home and playing his former team. And I don't know. Maybe they saw some things or had some things on him that I don't know. I really don't. I think more than just his command.
Yeah.
You know, if you make better pitches, you're going to have success.
Yeah. And, you know, every time we've talked to you about a pitcher struggling, I feel like 9 times out of 10, command is the issue. You know, occasionally we're talking about velocity, but most of the time it all stems from the ball not being exactly where they want it to be.
Right. Exactly.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's what we got to deal with. To me, you have better command, you're going to have better success. And if you don't have command, you're not going to have as much success. That's kind of just the bottom line. But we know that.
So coming up this weekend, the Mets are in town. You know, we don't like the Mets at all, but they happen to be leading the division. They're struggling a little bit. How, I'm sure we've asked you this question before, but it feels like a big series. How big can a baseball series, one 3-game baseball series be in the middle of a 162-game season?
Not that big.
All right.
Just not. It's yeah. But everybody wants it to be big, so it'll be big. Sorry about that.
Well, it is what it is. I wanted your honest answer.
It is. It's big in the fans' minds, but in the players' minds, it's 3 games. If you get swept or you sweep, it's a 3-game swing. But there's so much of the season left. I mean, we went on a string where we got hot, and the Mets were cold. The Mets, you know, it seems like the Phils got hot. The Mets got a little cold, and it's you know, but with 3.5 months left in the season. There's going to be more of that. So the 3 games here, I mean, obviously you want to win them. I'm not trying to trivialize it, but it's, you know, whether you're playing the Mets, the Dodgers, or the Marlins, you want to win them. And that's, you know, that's the bottom line.
Oh, they're coming after you, LA.
Yep, they got you.
There it is. Well, LA, the correct answer is they are massive games that everyone needs to listen to on 94 WIP.
Absolutely.
That we cannot miss.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. All right, LA. Well, I just want a piece of advice to you. If you get pulled in the eighth inning at some point for a defensive replacement in the booth, I want you to just watch your mouth.
Oh, I'm going to zip it.
All right, sudden, Stocker's right over his shoulder.
Yeah, staring at him. All right, LA. Thank you, man.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
There he is, the great Larry Anderson. Yeah, I thought it was interesting that LA is just like, somebody's got to say what he said.
LA's all about just say it.
Yeah.
Can we stop beating around the bush here?
Well, truthfully, it leads me to believe that it's something that's bad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, of course.
If he said, you know, F off to the manager or something, we would know that.
Yeah.
It must be something.
I don't think you're set for that.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I would think they don't want to bury him publicly. Even though yesterday they came out and they said that, but they don't want to make it look worse on the outside for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. No, I agree.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Wade in Chester. You're on WIP.
Not that Wade.
Different Wade.
Yes, not OG Wade.
Yes. Wade in Chester. You're on WIP. What's up, Wade?
What's up? Hello?
Yo.
What up, Wade?
Yeah, what's up? Yo, I had to get off speaker. My bad.
Ah,
yeah, man. How y'all doing, man? What's good?
Good.
Man. I guess I'm pinch hitting for C. He was up the bat, or he's still late.
He's still late.
Yeah, but he's retweeting Ike, so he's clearly on his phone somehow.
Oh yeah. Well, here's the thing, Wade.
He might be in a meeting.
Truthfully, Wade, he just hasn't figured out a way to spin this Casty conversation into a Jalen Hurts conversation. And whenever he figures
that out,
I will see his name up on the board here.
Well, yeah. Well, I guess the Phillies finally got some fight in them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They've been getting punked for years. They need to. It's been going downhill, man. Like, every year is down. Like, we need to. I want to trade some people. Is Cassiano going? He's going to have to go, man. This is going to be a locker room issue. I think I think what happened, Cassidy went Tony Montana. And you mean in Miami? I can't play in front of my family? You know what I'm saying? You know, Tony Montana like that. And he like, I do you one even better. You mad? I pulled you out. How about you sit? And it's messed up. It's kind of messed up. They should have let him go out, play probably one or two innings, then take him out. But
no.
The football, right?
There it is.
I don't like no weak stuff. You feel me? Listen, no.
Yeah.
This is what I love about football. You remember when Jason Kelce was screaming in that guy's face and everybody was like, man, look at the passion and everything and all that. You remember that? And when he was on playing, he grabbed the boy, he screamed in his face. Y'all remember that?
Uh-uh.
When Kelce did that.
When Jason Kelce did?
In a player's face?
Jason Kelce.
In the Rams game like when they're in the red zone?
Oh, yeah. Now, I do remember that. He was yelling about something that happened out there. Yeah. Yep.
But now he just screamed. He like just did a scream, man. Like, oh. Like out there like a tush push or something. But like he got all the applause for that. You do that in baseball or basketball, you get thrown out the game in baseball, you're getting a technical foul in basketball. This is what I love about football. It's raw motion. It's straight, no weak stuff. You got to come with it. So, like, baseball, it ain't no fight, man. We fighting fields. But, man, we getting punks since they came and beat us, like, in the playoffs. They came and beat us at the home. Mm-hmm. And it's just terrible. Like, we need to put our foot down. Like, and I know baseball, it ain't no fighting and all that. It ain't that physical and everything. But, like, you still need to make a stand. And we ain't doing that. We've been getting punked. We should have binged the boy after they hit us. You know, they did a little sneak bing. We should have binged him, not in the head or nothing, but we should have got a hit. And then if somebody charged the mound, then we get a little fight, you know?
Yep.
A little tussle, it's all good.
Yep. I'm always down for that.
Part of the game. I know you is.
Look at the Dodgers and Padres last night.
You
that's
saw
a
it.
Real rivalry.
Yeah.
Tatis gets plunked to hit Ohtani. And then Iglesias got hit later. He didn't get thrown out of the game.
Nope.
Everyone's getting plunked last night. That's called entertainment.
In Atlanta, because he ain't get a new deal, you feel me? He said, I ain't want to sign me back with my brother. I got something for Trout in the before we hit the field.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Wade. Well, so right, wait man. A minute. Is just real quick, is it Cassidy that needs to show the fight, or is it Rob Thompson? I'm just confused.
No, this is Rob Thompson. This is Rob Thompson trying to show the fight, put his foot down. It's too late. Like, you going to do that with his streak? Like, come on, bro. Like, come on. Even every player, like, all right, come on. Like, this is, you even said it, Spike, you said it's out of character. So everybody, like, come on. All right, we understand y'all had a little problem. Like, come on, though. You going to do him on the streak, though?
Yeah,
seriously, Rob?
What if he criticized a teammate in front of the entire team? Like, that's a huge issue.
And it's also a huge issue that you benched him, and you ain't benched him all this other time. You heard when what you call it came on. He ain't Larry Anderson. He ain't want to say it, but he said he, like, well, if that's what the manager thought he should have did, he guess he did it. You should have asked him what he thought should have, what you thought should have happened. And he said it like, gang, we've been playing all these games. Y'all ain't benched me. Now you want to do it now? And at Miami in front of my family, the streak? Like, come on, cuz. Like, it's about to be bad, yo. It's already been bad. They ain't signed Ranger. They don't want to bring, they need to get rid of Ranger if they're not going to sign him so you can get something for him. Get rid of Cassidy because he's holding up a spot. You know he's older. He ain't getting no better. Hey, we stuck on that contract. Bring Painter up. Bring the other guys up. Get them young guys and let them play. If Harper, MVP Harper, hurt like that, don't come on out and try to get hurt even more. You older, so your body can't take all that wear and tear. If you got to sit out and get better, then do that. Let the young guys come up and play so we can – because Harper got a lot of more years of this, and we the window was open with a stick, and the stick broke. But maybe we can get that window repaired. That we got the promotion with the show.
Emma's and siding. Emma's roofing and siding. Yeah.
The roofing and the window people that you got, Spike, the windows, they don't hear your dog.
Oh, that's Guida.
Guida. Yeah, Guida's the windows and the doors.
Maybe we need some Guida windows to get it back right. And we got the young people, Painter and all the other young prospects, and bring up Clemens in the third baseman and whoever else. Like, because people ain't playing how we want them to play. Scott ain't coming up to do what he's supposed to do. We thought he was going to be better what he is. He ain't doing nothing. The Rojas can't hit. He's still fast. Man, come on, man. Like, it's time to move on. Like, make some moves. The dude's sitting in the corner like a potted plant. Like, well, then Harper,
come on, man.
All right, wait.
Not a potted plant sitting in the corner?
Yeah. I just got him there. Did you hear that?
What?
Yeah. He let one fly, Wade did.
Oh, really? I didn't even hear it.
Yeah, yeah. I think
you should get a good ear.
Well, I think you should go back and listen. I got that puppy.
Well, that's why there's...
You're asleep behind the wheel.
He's over there playing drops.
Yeah, well, you're worried about Wade.
I was trying to find not a potted plant sitting in the corner.
You're worried about Wade from Chester taking your spot on High Hopes. That guy's got all the info right there.
He's a big Wade Chester guy.
Yeah.
That was a long, winding phone call.
It was.
Yeah. That was a different Wade call. Yeah, that was different.
I couldn't catch up to that one. Yeah. He was doing what? The weave? Is that what the Trump calls it? The weave that he does when he starts at one place and then he brings it back around?
Eventually gets there.
Yeah.
Well, eventually gets there.
Dan in Collegeville. You're on WIP. What's up, Dan?
Guys, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Real fast on Cassidy. This isn't the way that I necessarily would have gone about it, but do you think there was any like wish for Thompson to get him out of this streak? So, you know, again, I'm not sure what, you know, stress or undue hardship it may have put on him, but do you think there may have been an interest in getting him out of that, you know, starting game streak for whatever reason?
Oh, so they can rest him another time he doesn't have a streak? Nah, it's a very very chess way of looking at it that you're just like, hey, what we can do is I think there are other ways to do that. I don't think so.
I agree.
And he never, by the way, he never seems like a guy who's run down anyway. I mean, I never look at Casty and think to myself, boy, he could use a game off. So I don't think that's it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think it's, to your point, like this is not the way that, if I was Thompson, it's not the way that I would have said it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
But I could see why you would want to, if he feels he can't take a day off, you know, if you just say, all right, listen, I'm going to make the decision for you. That was just my possible, that was what I hypothesized. But more importantly, may I ask you, I feel like this audience may be the most sympathetic. I just would like to, like, on behalf of, I think, just like your normal regular everyday callers. Mm-hmm. Could you ban OG Wade, or at the very least, like, cap him to like no more than like 30 seconds and not let him ramble on?
You know, Dan, I think it's a great idea. I would love to have a clock on OG Wade. And okay. Really, this is what I would say. I don't want to cap the call, but to me, OG Wade has 30 seconds to prove that the call is any good. And if it's not, then he's gone. You know?
Yeah, I think this is a horrible idea, Dan.
Oh, no, it's a great idea.
If I can just explain real, because again, like Herb, you know,
yeah.
Like there are guys, like, to be sure, some of these callers entertain me.
Yeah.
But when somebody says that Don Shula told Dan Marino not to throw the ball, I'm sorry.
Did OG say that?
He did yesterday. Then I have to flip to the other station, and hate flipping to the other station.
There are no other stations.
Don't bring that to this show. Yeah.
There are no other stations.
We're not
even
talking about another station.
Yeah, there's no other stations, Dan. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
You know, look.
And you get your call cut short.
Yeah, I think that the truth is,
yes,
is that OG is in a very bad place since Jalen Hurts won Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, empathize with the man.
He's got nothing to say.
Yeah.
And if I were to offer him like some advice, mm-hmm. OG's just got to study up on other stuff. He's got to be able to call up and uh-huh. give a take on the Philly. It can't just always wind back to Jalen at this moment.
Well, this would have been a good week for him to be live and direct.
Well, he called us yesterday, or 2 days ago. It was a horrible call. He just had then nothing to say. He should just be calling the morning show every day this week.
Well, he should call Joe DeCameron yelling at him for leaving Jalen off the list. I agree with you.
Yeah, not like the guy in the hub over there yelling at me for DeCameron's list.
Yep.
Telling me my list stunk.
Yeah. Well, he knows.
My list didn't stink.
Well, we don't know.
We don't know. 4 o'clock. Yeah.
Correct.
215-592-9494. By the way, thank you to our friends at McGurk's Pub and Grill. They brought tons of awesome food from their summer menu. And I would like to personally thank McGurk's, because when they bring food, they know that I'm vegan and they make sure they have something special for me. Have the Power Bowl, vegan Power Bowl.
Yeah, we're Power Bowls, man.
The McGurk's summer menu is back with a smash burger, lobster roll, fresh seafood items. Are you guys lobster rolls, man?
Oh, yeah.
Back in my day.
I had smash burger nachos.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, smash burger nachos.
Wow, that's a whole thing.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Spike and I had explained to Ike before the show what quinoa was.
Yes.
Who's not a huge quinoa's man.
Yes.
I still don't know what it is.
It's like...
you explained it and I still don't know what it is.
It's like if you take rice and make it little tiny balls and make it better for you than rice is.
No balls.
There it is.
So it's rice?
No. It's a grain.
It's a form of... Okay,
it's a grain. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I should have known.
It's good for you. It's got more protein than rice.
Yeah. You're a protz, man.
Yeah. It's called meat. Protein I eat.
That's right. Grab that.
Grab that clip. There you go. By the way, the midday show, Joe and Hugh will be at their new Langhorn location next Wednesday. I heard, by the way, afterwards, Joe and Hugh are going to go to Sesame Place and go down the slides together. That's in Langhorn as well.
I could see that.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
I don't even know what that is.
Sesame Place is a little amusement park
slides
up in Langhorn.
Is that like the giant slide?
They have water slides and all that kind of stuff at Sesame Place.
Okay.
I don't think they're actually going to do that, but they will be at the McGurk's in Langhorn. Flyers and 50 with Broads is next, and we'll go over Broads' top 11
Broads.
List. Broads! That's Ike's favorite part of the show. Lights up. I wish he lit up when he talked about me, like when he talks about Broads. Broads is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. But you know who's batting now on the WIP Afternoon Show? It's our buddy Broads, Flyers and 50. Broads, how we feeling, buddy?
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me, as always. You guys are the greatest.
Nice shirt. I like that.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's just the greatest athlete in Philadelphia history plastered on my chest with his jersey hanging up in the background. But other than that, my mind...
Greatest athlete in Philadelphia history.
Yeah, it was tough. You know, Eric Lindros, Bobby Clark, Ron Hextall. My list is all over the place, but Jalen Hurts had to sneak in there.
So before we get to Flyers and 50, I would say this about Broads' list, mm-hmm. his top 11 list.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... unpredictable. It's very hard to critique because it's like it's interesting. So here's what Broads has Quinion Mitchell number 11,
Okay.
Matvei Michkov, number 10.
Oh, there he is. Knew the meat man was getting in there.
Yeah, and you think you know where it's going, but then he hits you with a curveball, right? Okay, number 9, Jalen Carter. Number 8, Kyle Schwarber. Number 7, A.J. Brown. Number 6, Lane Johnson. Number 5, Bryce Harper. How about this? Okay. Number 4, Joel Embiid.
Wow.
Number 3, Saquon Barkley. Number 2, Zach Wheeler. Number 1, Jalen Hurts.
Wow. A lot of love for big fella there, huh?
Yeah.
That has to be the highest Joel has been ranked.
My list hasn't come out, but yes. I'm going to tell you, I don't have him ranked that high. So was this a... Are you trying to manipulate me by doing this? Like, what was the reasoning behind putting Embiid 4?
I promise, Spike, you were not on my mind when I was making this list. Joel Embiid. There are a few guys in town. Everyone says, well, what did he do the last calendar year? And all the resume and this and that. Shut up. Shut up. There are a couple of guys where you just add frickin' in between their names. It's Bryce frickin' Harper. He's a top 5 athlete. It's Joel frickin' Embiid. You could be angry that we didn't get past the second round. You could be angry this, that, and the third. Joel Embiid is one of the greatest athletes that has ever been in Philadelphia, ever. Outside of right now, currently, just from a skill level standpoint. That doesn't mean you can't be angry. Doesn't mean you can't be mad. You can't be frustrated. But when you're one of the most skilled, talented players that we've ever seen in town, ever, in the history of the town, then you got to be on this list in the top 4.
Well, I didn't know that's what the list is. Is that what your criteria was based off of? The history?
I don't know what the hell this list is. This list is the greatest debate list I've ever seen in my life. I texted Spike the other day and I said, this is the best concept I've ever heard in my life. Because nobody knows. And that's what makes this great. But it's 5:03 a.m. I'm filling in for John Johnson. And I'm from, this guy's dropping F-bombs at me. Probably just woke up. Didn't even have a cup of coffee yet. His wife's probably yelling at him for not cleaning the dishes. And this guy goes, I got to call Brodes. Embiid, you're an idiot? You're an idiot, Embiid? Embiid! 4! And here I am having to hang up on the guy. So I love this list.
All right. Let me ask you one other question. We noted today, as we're revealing the official list, which is listener vote and staff.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Is that Zach Bond didn't make that list, and Zach Bond did not make your list. So I guess my question is, and I'll just name a couple of players, why does Mitchell, Quinion Mitchell, Matvei Michkov, why did they get on your list instead of Zach Bond?
Great question. And yeah. I do think that you can swap Quinion with Bond. That was a toss-up for me and where I was conflicted. But it just comes to me, when I watch Q play, this guy's coming out of Toledo. He's setting the tone. And sometimes DBs, the non-sexy thing is the sexy thing about their business. You know what I'm saying? They're just out there locking guys down left and right. He's looking at Slay and going, yo, that's cute. You've been around for 12, 15 years. Watch what I'm going to do. I'm going to kick everybody's ass. So Zach Bond, while he had a tremendous year, it took him a little bit to get established on special teams. I had to learn a little bit about the league. Q goes, huh, you had to learn. The only people learning is Terry McLaurin when I'm about to lock him up and put him in jail. So that's the separator for me. In regards to Matvei, I mean, this guy is a franchise guy, right? He needs to be on this list. You got the leading rookies in goals in the NHL. You got Torch who's benching him nonstop, so he's not even playing the right amount of time. And now he's watching upstairs in a suit and tie, writing down stats when he should be out there on the ice, stick handling and dangling. He could have had if there was a power play on this team. So, I mean, you know, he's the face of the franchise,
hold
man.
Hold on, man.
So, wait.
Franchise. Hold on, stick hanging and dangling.
Yeah.
Hold on, something didn't sound right about that one.
What do you mean? A stick handle, you go out and dangle. You're not watching the Stanley Cup playoffs, watching Brad Marchand do a little shoulder dip, a little backhand.
Oh, man. That was a good one. I hadn't heard stick
handle. They're dangling.
Yeah. It's called a big dose of D.
So, we're good with our sticks around here.
So, in short, you forgot Zach Bond.
Basically.
Yeah. No. I just told you it was a toss-up between him and Q. And the reason why I went Q is because he didn't need no special teams year to learn the speed. This guy is the speed.
Be careful with the special teams. You may lose your big fan over there.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Yes, that's two.
Reese was my favorite player.
Well, I know we're 7 minutes into this, but why don't we hit Broad's thing here? Get a little...
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
I love special teams, and that did not once cross my mind, and now I'm sick to my stomach. Anyway, here we go. I really want to get into draft talk, but I can't after watching the Lord Stanley get lifted last night in Florida. Mwah! Mwah! Watching the guy skate around, I had goosebumps! It's all I ever think about is when I was 4 years old, 5 on the driveway, game 7, bro just the stick on his bucket, score! Scores! I cry. I was in tears last night. I can't find my chair. I was in tears last night, and I'm watching. I was in the gym. You know, I like watching highlights. I was watching Ovechkin win it back in 2018, and there's just tears. And then I'm doing a couple chest presses. Tears. Doing a couple of press. When you're watching as a hockey player the Stanley Cup Finals, and guys live out their dreams and kiss that cup, oh, my God, it's the best! It's the best! And I need to see it happen here in town, Danny!
Well, you gotta make the playoffs to win the Stanley Cup, so...
Yeah, that's a good assessment. That's a good assessment.
Yeah, so your prediction right here, before we let you go, are the Flyers going to make the playoffs next year?
You're letting me go already? And no, they're not winning the Cup.
Already? It's supposed to be 50 seconds!
Well, can I got something to ask you.
All right, sure.
A couple of things, right? All did right. I gain? I guess I lost points with Ike, and do I gain points with you due to my ball knowledge?
You know what? I think it was a creative list. I like your list. And it's not like an Embiid, like, there's just curveballs all over the place.
Yeah.
Having Jalen Carter as low as 9, even AJ as low as 7, having Embiid as high as 4, I think Wheeler at 2 is a good one. The Hurts thing, number 1, is psychotic, but whatever.
What do you mean?
What's that?
What do you mean?
Well, he's not better at his job than anybody on this list. So I
wow.
He isn't, but that's the, I
not
get
even Meech golf.
Nah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what do you think about that, bro?
Nah. He hits me with the Jordan documentary crazy dude with the hair. Nah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you just did with the shrug. I mean, this guy, he needs to get hit with a right hook.
Well, all right, relax. So, do you have any other questions aside from that one?
Are you coming to the Puck It Up party? You're officially invited.
I'm invited. All right.
You are invited. Listen, I love you guys. I may take jab. Just like I'm Team Fritz in this old Joe DeCamera nonsense. I love you guys. You know, I got to bust the balls when I got to bust the balls.
All right. Yeah. So the official Puck It Up.
No balls.
The official Puck It Up draft party is Friday the 27th and Chickies and Pizza in Glassboro. Is that?
In Glassboro, New Jersey at 7 o'clock. That is correct.
There you go. Well, if I have the invite, I will head right from our show at Chickies in South Philly. I'll make it Chickies Day, and I'll go right to the Chickies in Glassboro, and I will join you for the Puck It Up draft party. You can count me in.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Are you going to wear a Jalen Hurts jersey?
Me?
Yeah.
Where am I going to get a Jalen Hurts jersey? No, I'm not going to wear it. I'll wear my Ike jersey or my Boston Scott jersey. I have a Hollis jersey, but I don't have a Jalen one.
Okay. I'm going to have to get an Ike one after this terrible performance. I'm not going to be able to sleep
tonight. Oh, no, yeah. It's a great performance, brother. You're good. You're good.
Okay. Are you on overnight tonight into tomorrow?
So this is the one day off this week. Buzz is taking duties for overnight for Thursday, but I'm back in the saddle Friday.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go. All right. Brodes81 on Twitter. The Puck It Up draft party Friday, June 27th at the Chickies in Glassboro starting at 7 o'clock. Thank you as always, Brodes.
Man. Oh, it was a pleasure.
Stick handling and dangling.
Stick handling and dangling.
Man, that was awesome.
Sounds dirty. Sounds dirty. Broads has graduated from 50 seconds to 10 minutes.
How about that?
You can graduate from whatever car you're driving now to a brand new Hyundai at Colonial. Don't leave all the graduating to the high school kids and the college kids and the grade school kids. That's not even really graduating. You can graduate to a brand new Hyundai at Colonial. You don't even have to go to school. They can give you 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. 20% off. That's only at Colonial. It's up to 10 grand. That's a lot of money. And they are, even if your trade doesn't get a passing grade, piece of junk, whatever, going to guarantee you the cars are going to give you $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. That's only at Colonial. At Colonial as well, when you drive away in that brand new Hyundai, you know you got 3 years of complimentary maintenance. You know you got America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online, 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Always the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Tax and tags. Additional offers cannot be combined. See dealer for full details. Offer expires June 30th, 2025. 215-592-9494. Ooh. I feel like we got to get to this. Yeah.
We do.
All right. Sean in Newark, Delaware. Sean, you're on WIP.
Hi, Spike.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Ike. Hi, Fritz.
So, Sean, the rumor is that you created the Tom Kelly Show song.
Yes.
Okay. Can
I was listening.
Hang on, Sean. Just for before we get the background, for anyone who hasn't heard it yet, Tom Kelly has a new intro song.
My favorite.
Yeah, we're going to play a little bit of this
hit. It's the Tom Kelly Show.
Takes it's Philly sports gold. Kelly got the fire, every segment's got sold. Respect to the roots, but he's building his throne. One call, one beat, one mic, all gone.
All right, so all right, Sean, first of all, are you a huge Tom Kelly fan? How does this happen?
No, I've become a fan because he's become more prominent on the station recently, and I like his voice, and I've heard his shows. I listen to all the shows because I drive a lot, so I'm all different. I'm all over the dial. I don't have any one particular favorite show, but I'm familiar with most of your hosts.
Okay. So I think the big question, and when I popped this to Tom Kelly, he had acted like he had never even considered this before. You don't like have a studio and singers and stuff, right? That is an AI song, is it not?
Well, that's what made me call, because I've been out of it the last 5 days and I was unaware of anything that was happening. I had my hip replaced on Friday.
Oh, God bless.
And when I sent the song to the Tom, I listened that night, and I wasn't sure whether he liked it, because he seemed like, oh, well, I don't want to play it anyway because I still like that Meek Mill song. I don't want to give that up, you know? So he almost seemed like, well, gee, if I have a hit song or a new song, you know, it's not Meek Mill anymore. So, and then the next thing you know, I was riding in the car today and I heard Joe Giglio mention it. And then I saw the video from you on TV.
Okay, so is it AI or it is, right?
Well, what bothered me, because I thought that you were the one that made me call, because I was like, damn, that's pretty dismissive. Like, he dismissed the whole freaking song like, oh, that's just AI, so therefore there's nothing there. And yes, you're partially correct. Obviously, there's a lot of AI in there.
Okay.
You know, I didn't bring Beyonce in or, you know, whatever, yes. You know, the background singers and all that. But there's also a lot of thought. It took like probably about 40 takes until I got it to where I was happy with it. You got to kind of teach the AI. You have to figure out how to do the lyrics. Obviously, I had to learn about Tom. I had to learn about the station. I wanted to incorporate all that in there. I wanted to make sure to have breaks so that they could cut it up. You know, so there's a big thought process, and I got to keep tweaking the AI. No, I don't want that. Do this, you know, and no, not like that's close, but like this, you know, and that kind of thing.
Look, I'm not dismissing. And by the way, of like the guys on the show can tell you, I use it a lot, so I understand. But
how he gets all his takes.
Well, that's not true. It's not good at takes, actually. I've tried. And I understand the prompts are some of it. But what I was trying to explain to Tom is that, like, you talk to him on Saturday and he had the song 2 days later. I was like, there's no way this guy is booking a studio full of singers. And so I know some of them, you can just tell the AI about the person and it will write the lyrics. Is that what happened, or did you write the lyrics?
No, it was a combination of both. Like I said, tell me what you can tell me about Tom Kelly. And I researched it and heard about Tom. And
also, how'd you find that?
I haven't thanked Tom. I want to thank Tom because he gave me this opportunity. So I haven't done that yet. So thank you to Tom Kelly.
That's right. That's big stuff. Now, with the part about the soul, yeah. I don't know if he had, like, he's not soulful.
Yeah, there's no soul.
Yeah, there's
Tom.
No soul.
Well, the song was, so I figured we got to go with that side of Tom and we'll bring it out of him.
Yeah. Tom's going to need about 100 more songs before there's even one ounce of soul there.
Can I finish it? The thing is, though, I left off, I thought he was kind of unhappy with it. And so anyway, I apologize if I interrupted you, but anyway, I thought he was unhappy with it. And then I've been out for the last 5 days and hadn't heard anything. So I was doing a remix to make it more like hardcore, like Meek Mill, and I've just about got one done, so I'm just going to send it to him the next time he has a show.
Yeah. Oh, well, let's hear that, too.
When's the next time Tom's on?
I have no idea.
He's usually on at night. Is he on, perhaps, after the Phillies game tonight?
He could be.
Yeah.
He was on last night after the Phillies game.
Yeah, I guess a lot of times he's on when they're not in that time slot.
Here you go. I will tell you, the next time Tom Kelly, actually, I don't see him on the schedule. So I don't think
he's
on
tonight. Well, I'll send it to him today anyway, and then, you know, he can do what he wants with it, you know, when he wants with it, if he wants to do anything.
All right, Sean.
But anyway, I do want to thank you for the opportunity. It was a lot of fun. It's flattering, you know, because I saw you guys play it, and I was like, wow, that's like, you know, I didn't expect that. So it was kind of fun.
Well, great job, Sean. Great job on the song. It's the feel-good hit of the summer. So
I like it.
Everyone's saying.
Well, thank you. The one thing I did have in mind, that it made me think, you guys should do like a weekly rap, and I could probably do one song if you had a tailored topics, and you guys said, look, this is what you got to incorporate, and at the end of the week, we want one song that we could play, like either wrapping up what we're doing on the afternoon show or his show or Philly sports or whatever. But anyway.
Well, Jack will get your number, and we will. Look, anybody, okay. Thank you for the call, Sean. Anybody that writes the Tom Kelly hit, but he didn't. Look,
here we go.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
There is a skill to using the AI programs in that you have to prompt them the right way to give you what you want.
Right, like yours is only looking up like different ways that Jalen's season wasn't
Stinks.
That great.
Yeah, but it can't, like, if you wanted to create images and things like that, it can do that.
Sure, 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 sure.
But like, there is a skill in trying to get it to do exactly what you want it to do.
Yeah. And that, you got to have an ear for music.
Right. Well,
to know what sounds good.
Right. That said, him thanking the Academy. like I do, and I'm friends with a lot of musicians who are, like, obviously for good reason, terrified of this stuff, you know. So, look, you did a great job.
We should all be terrified of this stuff.
Yeah, you didn't write the song, though, or record the song. Am I being unfair?
No.
Well,
he told a computer, look, I and I know how it
and
works.
And you know how this works better than, I don't even use the stuff, so you certainly know how it works.
I do.
Yeah.
You do. You have to say, no, not like that, like this, but that is different.
Than you actually coming up with lyrics and everything else.
Yeah. It's like, you know.
So he produced it. Would you say, no?
No, I wouldn't even say that. I think that's disrespectful to producers. I would say he is good at AI prompts, which is a skill.
All right.
It is a skill.
Just know that we're never getting a theme song.
No.
From him.
Yeah.
God bless him.
And it's a catchy little tune.
But he said one of the things he had to do was research Tom Kelly.
First off, it's not like he's on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
How do you find research on Tom Kelly?
And all the facts are wrong about him. He's only hot takes. He's got no soul.
He's 5'6".
Yeah. What are we talking about?
The middle linebacker on a three-win team in high school. And by the way,
yes,
Tom is not exactly, he's not really a big change. Like, I think he's not a ruffle the feathers type guy with like change and stuff like
right,
that.
Right.
So of course he's definitely nervous about like, is this song, are people going to like this song?
He's got to use this song.
Yeah.
That's my same thing.
Of course he has to use
TK,
this song.
TK, let me tell you, TK.
Yeah.
Use the song.
He's got to use the song.
The song is catchy. It will be a positive for you. Believe me, I hated Ike Juice. I hated that in the beginning.
Right.
And then everybody else liked it.
By the way, that was Ben back then using a computer program to create it.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Jack did not create that.
Yeah.
Was Ben.
That's why I don't play it.
Use the Tom Kelly song. Make yourself famous, TK. Don't make Meek Mill more famous.
What's that? By the way, it's not Meek. It's Many Men.
Oh, Many Men.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 50 Cent. Okay.
All right. I was wondering, he kept saying Meek Mill. I was like, Tom Kelly uses a Meek Mill song?
No, he uses Many Men.
Do you think a record producer would mistake Meek Mill for 50
for
Cent?
Yeah, Many Men, 50 Cent.
This is just, I'm saying, it's a different skill. It's a different skill. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers.
Spike stuff, man.
Especially with hoity-toity music, Spike.
I'm just defending.
Exactly, yep. Yeah. I hear you.
Just calling a spade a spade. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Both of these guys are not on the official top 11 list. Who is more deserving to be on the list, Zach Bond or Trey Turner?
Ooh.
What do you think the number's at? What do you think the number's at?
That is a tough one. That's got to be close to 50-50. Got to be. Everybody's equaled up. So I think, and even I'm guilty of this. We have overlooked and underappreciated what Trey has been able to do as a player.
Yep.
The right answer, if I'm picking between those two, Zach Bond's year was better than Trey's last year.
Yeah.
I'll go Zach Bond slightly. Let's go 54%.
They have Zach Bond at 62%.
Okay.
Which I actually think there's more support for Trey than I would have guessed on that.
Well, you know what it is? This week is they've enlightened a lot of us. A
couple of homers this week. Coming up next.
Still no home runs at home, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's not hit a home run at home?
9 home runs on the road.
That was a shot last night, too.
He hates us.
Coming up next, I reveal my official top 11 list.
Yeah.
Low is Jalen?
That is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.